927-4CC. Let's catch up with our mayor, Matt Burnett. Go Queensland. Give us a big Queensland chant, right?
Oh, I do this every year, but, you know, I give it a go. Queenslander!
Oh, they see, that's cool. You're the best so far.
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I've got Gary Larson on the show around about 20 minutes from now, so I'm going to get his thoughts, mate. Townsville, first time, and let's hope they do us proud. I'm sure they will, no matter what the result is.
It'll be interesting to see how the home crowd goes. It should be pretty good. Good on them. I'm really proud of Townsville community for grabbing that origin.
Mate, busy. You've been very busy. I know you're in Toowoomba at the moment, but the state, we had the Deputy Premier in town yesterday.
We did, so that was fantastic. So obviously Stephen Miles and Glenn Butcher and I were at the front of the Port of Gladstone making that announcement for that 3-gigawatt hydrogen facility that Stanwell and Iwatani are going to partner and build in the Gladstone region. So what happened yesterday was a major step forward. The agreement on the land was made with EDQ. You know, they've said this is the site we want, this is where we want to build it.
So when will this all start to go ahead, do you think?
Because we've been in conversations with them now for a while, and they want to move fast. And Japan has big plans on when they want to move into hydrogen. And so, the sooner the better. Obviously, now that they picked the site, that's just a big step forward. And the locals in the Gladstone region know that these projects take a while. A lot of people new in town have heard them a couple of times. Oh, this doesn't happen. But when you've been in Gladstone, you've seen and you've heard announcements like the Boyne Smelter and Rio Tinto and Orica and all the others that have happened. You know they do take time and they will get there. And you don't go make big announcements, signing of an agreement for a massive piece of land in the state development area, unless you're fed income.
Look, it'll create around about 5,000 regional jobs too. So there's another tick in the box. Mate, what else is happening? Oh, about the Inland Rail.
So yesterday was a big day. So we also had the Inland Rail Senate inquiry. We presented to that again. So with Ned Ferrier, Mayor of Banana Shire, myself, Tony Gambling from Regional Development Australia, and John Abbott, who is just a knowledge powerhouse when it comes to the Inland Rail project. And he was there with us, and we put forward the Gladstone case and the Central West Queensland case as to why it makes sense to come to Gladstone. And, 40-something percent of the cost is that little 10% distance between Toowoomba and Brisbane, and people in Brisbane are opposing it. Everyone's heard me say this before. The economics stack up to bring it to Gladstone. So while they fight amongst themselves in southeast Queensland, build to Toowoomba or thereabouts, and then extend on to Gladstone, we'll have it operational and working and importing and exporting, and they'll still be trying to work out how to get down the Toowoomba Range.
Yeah. Okay. And anything else before we go?
Well, today is National Drought Forum in Toowoomba, so I'm here in Toowoomba and it's 9 degrees, and somewhere I saw on the temperature page gets down to 1. So that's all right. We're here to fight for our local primary producers to make sure that there's lots of programs for Central Queenslanders, but the Drought Communities Program is one of the ones I'll be focusing on to make sure everybody is included in that.
Yeah, good. And, mate, it is First Responders Day today too, and I'm sure you'd have a message to all our first responders from around the region.
Well, as the chair of the local disaster management group, can I just give a massive shout-out to all our first responders and to our friends across in Callide. The first responders there did an amazing job with the powerhouse explosion there.
Yeah.
If they weren't doing their job as good as they did, there could have been lots of lives. So we've seen bushfires and floods. They just step up every time. Most of them volunteers. So thank you very much.
Good on them. All right, Matty. Thank you very much, mate. We'll catch up again next week. Give us one more Queenslander chant.
Queenslander!
See you, Matt. Bye.
See you, mate.
There's our man, Matt Burnett on 4CC.